I had just asked that Carter might come down, spend a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
Giving us an update as to what's going on with economic development. I know you have some, maybe some questions, and he'll answer those about our spec building that's at the industrial park. And I'll just turn the floor over to you, Carter. Glad to have you with us tonight. Sharon, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Doug. I'll probably keep this relatively brief, as I know you have a full agenda and want to make sure you have a chance to ask any questions here before the evening out as well. I won't walk through each one of the slides in the presentation that I just handed out. Some of those slides are more just background information for you, so they are numbered. And so I'll try to tell you what number slide I'm looking at if you want to follow along with me. But thanks again for the opportunity to come down with you and be a part of this team in Southwest Kentucky. I've already acknowledged Sharon Butts and Tony Prim have worked with me in the organization. I'm honored to have two incredible professionals like Sharon and Tony working with the team as well. I also want to thank you for your partnership, not only to our organization, but to the Trigg County Industrial Development Board, which is our strategic partner as we think about future land development and continuing to position Trigg County for growth and success. Having your support of the Trigg County Industrial Development Board and your support with us is absolutely critical in terms of future success. So if you're looking at the presentation, the second slide, I just want to kind of give you a summary of what really follows, which is simply we look at the regional economy. Over the last handful of years, we see that overall jobs are up, that capital investment is up, that tourism is overall up, and that we have about 2,000 jobs that have been recently announced in the last 12 to 15 months that will have to come into the market in Southwestern Kentucky over the next 12, 18, 24 months as these announcements build out and reach their goals. And I'll cover a few of those later into this packet. If you want to turn to the next page, you can see some of the recent announcements on slide 3. Kitchen Food Company is an Australian company locating in Hopkinsville's spec building. They closed that property earlier this year and are in the process of building out. That's a 900-plus job that will be on the way, a $69 million capital investment. Swedish company Sinus Fertilizer is looking to invest $150 million in Hopkinsville's Commerce Park 2, creating 125 jobs. And then you probably heard about the Buc-ee's that's locating at Exit 89 in Oak Grove. All total, that will bring about 300 jobs, another $75 million in investment. Now, I want to stop there for just a second to acknowledge that although none of those recent announcements that we're talking about there were in Trigg County, there will be a positive impact to every county in this region, including Trigg County. So we look at where people work at in our industries, and we can take it from Trigg County or Christian County or Hopkinsville perspective. And we know that if an industry locates in Hopkinsville, for instance, that somewhere around 10 to 15% of its workforce is likely to be Trigg County residents. So even though they may go to Hopkinsville for that job, they're coming back here to live, they're coming back here to split disposable income, and vice versa. So if an industry lands in Trigg County, there is a good chance that 15 to 20% of its workforce is going to come from Christian County. And so we just share that because even though these aren't directly Trigg County, we certainly know that there will continue to be positive impact anytime there's a positive announcement in the three-county region. You do have some recent announcements that are reason to celebrate in Trigg County as well. According to the 2023 census estimate, Katy's is the sixth fastest growing city in Kentucky. And I believe that trend continues with some of the recent residential development growth that we heard announced. I know the city of Katy's is supporting some more residential development. And you've seen some recent strong retail growth. And that's always something, as we look at it, even though we don't work primarily retail projects, we certainly acknowledge how important they can be in an economy, both in creating jobs and creating opportunity for more of your disposable income to stay in Trigg County instead of going somewhere else, so turning over more and more in your own community. If you turn to the next page, slide 5, it just gives you a broader perspective of a number of recent announcements in Southwestern Kentucky. These are projects that Sharon and Tony and I and the team have had the opportunity to work with. It's not a comprehensive list. It's just a snapshot of some of the larger projects and those that we got more familiar with. You see in the middle of that list a couple of the Trigg County projects that we've worked with, Load Covering Solutions at the I-24 Business Park, a Canadian company, so very excited that we worked with them. And then E-Tank was one of the first companies that we worked with as a team in late 2020, early 2021, if I remember correctly. But again, several more announcements throughout the region. In total, if you look at slide 6, that's about 2,700 new jobs that have been announced in the last 5 years. That represents about $110 million in new payroll throughout the region, which using roughly 1.95 or 2% at the occupational tax rate generates roughly $2 million in new payroll tax throughout the region that local governments have access to. And that represents over $2.5 billion in capital investment. And with all of that capital investment, what that really means are construction projects. And so there have been a significant number of construction projects related to announcements, as well as infrastructure-related construction projects. That creates opportunities for contractors and subcontractors throughout this region, and undoubtedly, many of those have seen those opportunities as a result of these types of projects. If you go to the next page, I'm not going to hit some of these with much detail as they're in a neighboring county, but I will give you a quick update. Ascend Elements, I know most of us have heard and spoken to it. They continue in the path of restarting construction. You see that picture on slide 8 was what the site looked like just prior to construction halting as they negotiate with Turner Construction. I believe they're in arbitration officially, and they're working towards a good end there, working towards getting construction restarted later this year, early next year. They've currently hired 20 people on the path to 400. So when they restart hiring next year, they'll have to ramp up about 350 to 380 people over the course of about 15 months. They had already invested $600+ million into Commerce Park 2 before they paused their construction. They plan on being roughly $1 billion when it's all said and done. So there's another $400 million they plan on investing if they build out at that construction site. When they're fully employed, again, they'll probably be about 10% of their employment would be Trigg County residents. They'll represent nearly a $19 million payroll, and they've already produced well over $200 million in construction wages for the region. The next page you'll see, slide number 9, is Toyota Bashuku, a Japanese company, located in Hopkinsville South Park. They currently have about 50 people hired. They're on the path to 130 by the end of 2025. If you want to know where that is exactly, it's right by the Walmart Distribution Center in Hopkinsville, that area. I thought y'all were talking about that. So right between the U.S. Tobacco, Eagle One, Altria Campus, and Walmart Distribution Center, is Toyota Bashuku. That's how the building looks. There'll be a grand opening on December the 9th. You'll all be invited. We don't have the time specified yet, but as soon as we get that, we'll be sharing that. Continuing right along on the page 6, the next slide, Kitchen Food Company. That's who purchased the Hopkinsville Spec building. And although we were here last year about this time, and we thought there may be that Trigg County building would sell before the Hopkinsville building, we're just having to get one of them so we can focus on the other exclusively, which is what we've done. So Australian company, Kitchen Food Company, has purchased the Hopkinsville building. As I mentioned earlier, they'll be building out over the next year, creating 900+ jobs over the next couple of years, and then investing right at $69 million. And a very fun company to work with. One of the unique opportunities that will certainly benefit farmers and others in this area in agriculture is what they do, ready-made meals, for all these who they're contracts with, and they use a lot of produce. And so they're going to be sourcing produce, and they prefer to source it as local, regional as they possibly can. The shorter the distance of the quality produce, the better. So anyone in Trigg County, Christian County, Tyne County, Hopkins County, Muhlenberg County, Caldwell County, and surrounding areas is going to have an opportunity to work with a company that's put their first North American location here, and they're in partnership with Aldi's. And if you're familiar with the path and trajectory of Aldi's right now, they've announced opening, I believe, another 200 stores in the United States over the next handful of years. So they're on a growth trajectory with Aldi's. Let's all hope that they do well. And again, that'll be opportunities for farmers throughout this region. Next page, page 7, you can look at a quick update on the Bellis in nearby Todd County. Again, not necessarily suggesting that's directly going to benefit you here in Trigg County, but there will be the indirect benefit of many of the employees will likely have a good number that come from Trigg County. There are about 300 people currently, and so my estimate would be 5% to 8% would be Trigg County residents. So you do backward math, you'd be looking at 15 to 20 Trigg County residents, quite possibly. And so that's over a $750 million total investment they've made in South Todd County or Guthrie. And we're going to show you a slide shortly that will really kind of show you impact when you have a large industry like Novellus that's made such a significant investment in a relatively small community. Next page, Ascendus Fertilizer. I've already mentioned them. They're a Swedish company that wants to be co-located by Ascend Elements. And so as Ascend Elements initiates their construction, gets towards operation, this company has announced they want to be here, and they will be the first Swedish company in southwestern Kentucky. But they will be following the re-announcement of Ascend Elements in construction. So what does all that mean? If you look at page 9, you look at the city of Katy's payroll receipts as an indicator, you can see that there's been an upward trend to a more pronounced trend in 2023. For full transparency, we also acknowledge that there was a rate adjustment that year, if I'm not mistaken, and so that helps to explain some of that higher slope during that growth. But I think you could also see some evidence of your retail announcements, some of the small industrial announcements, some of the job growth that you see in your existing business and industries. For instance, Wabash is hiring right now. If you have anybody looking, Wabash is hiring right now, so we always want to help promote them. So some of that's also what's caused that aggressive slope over the past couple of years. If you jump down to the next slide, just showing you City of Hopkinsville, you can see similar type of slope of growth. And so it's been no rate adjustments there on the occupational tax, that's just growth. And so it's very similar that you'll see. City of Elton on the next page, a little bit more pronounced growth over the last couple of years. Their scale's a little smaller, so it makes the slope look a little more steep. But it's very similar growth overall. I want you to look at slide 20, though, because that's Guthrie. And that's where Novellus located. And so you can see the impact of a Novellus on occupational tax. And so as we continue to market our spec building in the Interstate 24 Business Park, that's what we hope we'll have at the same time, a pronounced opportunity where it's very clear what that's doing to their occupational tax receipts. And so I didn't want to harp on the other communities, but I wanted you to see their slides as well, because every single one of them is pointing in a similar direction, and that's a positive trend. And we certainly want to keep that momentum with those communities. If you go to the next page, you can see tourism. Christian County slide is first here. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they set another record year for tourism in Christian County this past year. We're coming up on the 8th anniversary of the total solar eclipse on Thursday. And if you would have asked Christian County leaders right after the total solar eclipse, will you ever set another record in tourism? There was a lot of discussion about there's no way. And there's been a record year each of the past 4 years since COVID in Christian County. Trigg County's been a similar upward trend, a little bit more of a zigzag. Of course, with the lake effect, that's going to have weather impacting all those kind of things. But overall, the trend is up, right? So tourism up is Christian and Trigg. We can't track it as well as Todd County because tourism is tracked by transient room tax. And Todd County doesn't have hotels to collect transient room tax. So there's not an indicator that we can track Todd County. One of the things we believe leading to the increase in tourism as well, as we mentioned, is tracked by transient room tax, is that when you have large construction projects in the community that require, that outpace what the local regional contractors and subcontractors can support, oftentimes there's going to be folks coming in from broader areas and they have to stay overnight. And so when you have $2.5+ billion worth of construction over the last 3-4 years just in our three-county region, that doesn't include Clarksville or Bowling Green and neighboring areas, there's been a lot of subcontractors staying in hotel rooms. And so that's also helped to drive a lot of the transient room collection, in addition to the wonderful festivals that we all are so proud of, like the upcoming Ham Festival. All right, if you look at page 12 with me, I also wanted to point out real quickly what you can see kind of in evidence of when you have good sustained growth, what that does to your property value over time, and then what that allows you to do to your property taxes over time. And so what we're looking at here is about a 12-year trend analysis. Slide 23 looks at the three-county region cumulatively. And so you can see steady growth over the course of the last 12 years. But really the last 4 years, you begin to see a little bit more pronounced growth. That's not a surprise given the number of large announcements that have invested into the region. You would expect to see your overall property valuations increasing. Obviously, your PVA officers in each of the three counties periodically will go and do adjustments. And there's that process, and property owners have the opportunity to go and appeal that, as you all know. And so there is some effect in your overall number of just the natural reassessment. But the slope that you see really speaks to the investments that have been announced over the past few months, or excuse me, past few years. If you drop down to Trigg County on the next slide, you can see that as well, but more gradual for about 8, 9, 10 years, and then you start to see that pick up as you see more private investment in Trigg County. If you look at page 13, slide 25, that shows you your Trigg County property tax rate over the last 12 years. And so what you see is you pretty much held steady for a number of years, and then over the last 3 to 4 years, you've had a large ability to drop that rate as that's corresponded with increased private investment. And so seeing good strategic increased private investment is what allows you to drive your collection and sometimes almost forces you, if you're going to choose the compensating rate, to choose the lower rate. And so although I know there are going to be property owners who got reassessed, and because they got reassessed, they may pay more taxes, you have certainly lowered their overall rate. So if they weren't reassessed and they're at a previous year's assessment with their current rate, they're paying less in property taxes as a result of your decisions to continue to allow that rate to come down as you've had good private investment. You can also see in Christian County a similar trend on the property valuation there. And then if you turn the page to page 14, Lot 27, a similar trend on their property tax rate as to Tree County. So again, organic growth through economic development. That's not economic development just specific to our organization. I don't mean it that way. That's through residential growth, commercial growth, small business growth, tourism development, all of that. But that good strategic economic development helps you manage that property tax rate in Tree and Christian County. You can see Todd County, similar trend in terms of property valuation. We don't have a chart on Todd County. It's not because they couldn't have a chart, but their rate has remained exactly the same for the past 12 years. And so it's just a flat line on the graph. It just doesn't really say much to you other than it's a flat line on the graph. And so they have not decreased their rate. They certainly have increased it. So as we look at Southwest Kentucky the next 5 years, we have worked with our board to set some broader goals. The three that we will reference today is to create another 2,500 new jobs in the region, to help stimulate another $3 billion in new investment in the region, and help secure another $20 million plus in new grants for the region that will help us continue to work with partners like Tree County, Christian County, and Todd County to develop locations that will help us succeed in economic development. We're going to keep our focus on the proper target clusters of automotive, agriculture, advanced manufacturing, defense and aerospace, logistics, and chemicals. That's where our bread is buttered, especially in automotive and agriculture and advanced manufacturing. So those are going to be our key areas that we're going to continue to focus on. Some of the strategies you see on slide number 32, now I won't go into great detail, but just know that each day we're waking up that we're not specifically talking to a prospect or somebody asking us for information for a client. We're working on strategies to create more leads and to help this region be more successful when they visit here. So that's a lot of the work we do behind the scenes on a daily basis, that it may be sending out another digital ad to a list of site consultants. It could be what Sharon's been spending a lot of time doing very recently, which is writing grants to the Kentucky Product Development Initiative, including one for Tree County, which we won't go into a lot of great detail in yet, but we're certainly excited if it happens to how it will help us continue the development at the I-24 business park. So those strategies will remain committed to, including workforce strategies like Southwest Kentucky Ignite, which is a program working with our high schools, the three county school systems, to make sure that young people as they graduate are fully aware and better prepared to take advantage of the opportunities in manufacturing and industries throughout Southwest Kentucky. I think I've said this to you before, but just as a reminder, 40% roughly of high school seniors throughout our region when they graduate say they're not going to college and they're not going to the military. 40%. So we simply want to make sure that 40% specifically is better prepared, has better awareness and better access to the opportunities being created in Southwest Kentucky. The other 60%, we want them to be successful in the path that they choose and hopefully to want to come home someday. And that's where their path will lead them. So what about retail, tourism, residential? We get asked that question quite a bit. So on retail, we want to be a strategic partner. Oftentimes, those projects don't come to us first. They work with a commercial real estate agent or a private property owner. But if they contact us, we'll work it. We're working a retail project right now for Tree County. And can't say a lot of detail currently because it's too early in the process. But it's a good project. So if they come through us, we'll work it. But ultimately, we're usually a strategic partner with some other partner that serves as a lead on retail development. Tourism is an area that we have funding mechanisms in place through the state, so we partner with our tourism partners and really just try to make sure we're talking about marketing and co-branding and utilizing a lot of the same materials when we go places. But very good partners with tourism. And then residential, we really are going to look and approach our local governments for what role they might want us to play. But we recognize we need continued residential development in the three-county region, especially if we're going to continue to see new job creation. And the state of Kentucky is going to continue to lower its income tax, which is putting even more pressure on the housing that we have, which is a good thing in the long run, but we need more housing to respond to it. So if you look at the next slide, number 34, it just says if 2,500 new jobs are created at roughly $22 an hour, which we're estimating is roughly the entry-level hourly wage as we forecast the next 5 years, at full-time status, that'll be roughly $114 million in new equivalent payroll throughout the community. So again, as you would do that, that's about another $2 million per year that would be able to be distributed throughout local communities, wherever those jobs would happen, to occupational taxes. So one of the ways we try to make sure we stay ahead of the curve is staying committed to winning with having good site development. You have currently the best speed to market opportunity that we have in the three county region at the spec building at the I-24 Business Park. We've been here before talking to you about it. We were really close with the client last year and thought we were in pretty good shape. And then that client's customer didn't materialize to the volume they were hoping for. And that therefore didn't create the demand and necessitate the need for the building. We've had some clients kicking the tire here and there since then, and we've got, I believe, we counted 5 active requests for information on the building currently. An RFI is something that we'll get. Typically, it comes through the state or TVA, where we get information requests, we have to submit it, and then there's usually some follow-up. So we have 5 active RFIs. That means we've not been eliminated or communicated that we've been eliminated. But I don't want to mislead you. None of those are as close as I felt when I was here with you last August, September timeframe. But we'll keep working each and every one of them, hopefully, and get one or more of them to that point of excitement when given the opportunity. But you're getting attention. You're going to continue to get attention. We've worked more RFIs for Tree County in the last couple of years than we ever have. We think that's going to continue to be a good thing. Because we have no doubt, it's just a matter of time that before the right company has the right time for them. We know we have the right building in the right community. So that's the advantage we have. We know we have a good building in a great community. And so, but that is the number one thing that we lead with in most of the marketing we do, is when we go next week to Chicago to attend a conference that's really focused at foreign direct investment from the European area. It will be the lead property that we market with. Every step of the way, and follow-up, until we get the building sold and we get you the kind of announcement that we're all going to be very, very, very excited about. We're doing similar work in Christian County at Commerce Park 2, but it doesn't have any site as ready as your spec building. And similar work getting a new site ready in Tide County, the John Walton Business Park, named after former mayor and longtime president of the Tide County Industrial Foundation, John Walton. It's a much smaller park at this point in terms of what's owned and developed, but one that we're very excited as well. So that being said, we want to make sure we thank our supporters, including you and many others. So you see that slide. We also want to make sure we take time to thank the existing industries that have already chosen to invest in Trigg County in southwestern Kentucky. We have 11 here in Trigg County, representing over 600 employees and roughly $30 million in total payroll. And then throughout the region, we have several as well. So that's why you're invited on October the 29th at 11:30 to the annual industry appreciation luncheon. Is we want to make sure each year we take time to thank those who have already invested here and created almost 11,000 jobs that benefit this region, and that they know we don't take them for granted. It also helps us when we have expansion opportunities for those companies that they know that we haven't taken them for granted and that they feel that level of appreciation. Because what happens when we work with a company about an expansion is if they're a company that has multiple locations, usually they're looking at multiple locations for that expansion. So the more they feel appreciated, the more they know their value, the more they have relationships with fiscal court and EDCs, the more likely they are to call us and say, hey, we're thinking about an expansion. Can you help us? We love those folks. So that puts us on the inside of the process with them to really help them understand how can we make it work here against some other location they may be thinking. And so the industry appreciation luncheon is a key part of that. We're going to be doing some very special recognitions this year again. We've got the John Walton Legacy of Leadership Award. And this will be the 3rd year that we present it. We can't go into great detail, but I think we can at least tease a little bit that it's a Trigg Countyan that will be recognizing. So we do hope you guys will be able to participate October the 29th at 11:30 at the Bruce in Christian County. That's what I have unless you have questions.
Okay. Carter, thank you for the presentation. I'm sure we do have some questions. We would like to kick off. Anybody have something for him?
Bigger picture outside of our 3-county region, what other spec buildings ready sites are there?
So there's a few on the way. So this most recent round of KPDI projects, I want to say there's one being built in Princeton. I think they have some existing industry interest in it already, so it's kind of being built with a purpose in mind. There's one coming, a 50,000 square foot in Eddyville, if I'm not mistaken. And I forget. I think there's one more. Yeah, I think there's one more. So all of those will be 12 to 15 to 18 months before they get to the market. So obviously we're hoping to see this one get the right interest before then and get done. But yeah, that in the immediate region, those are the ones I know about.
Anyone else?
With the lumber mill, when we improve, we, the city, the state, approve incentives, and, you know, unfortunately, a business goes belly up, what happens? Do we get
that? So if that incentive, what you did on that one, if I remember correctly, would have been a rebate model. If it's a rebate model, then you're only rebating something that they've paid, mm-hmm. and so you don't really have a level of risk in that model, right? You can only give back something that they first paid in. So in that model, it's just they're not getting rebates because they're not producing the revenue that their application would have said they're going to produce. If you would have done a front-loaded incentive for something like that, you know, some type of grant up front for a company to do infrastructure, typically you'd want to ask for what they call clawback provisions. And so there'd be some level of protection so that if a company didn't hit their numbers or did just that, you may have a lien on the property, you know, you may put yourself, so that's what a clawback would allow you to do. So if you have upfront incentive, clawbacks are required. If it's a traditional rebate model, like I think that one was, if my memory serves correct, you're kind of protected because if they don't create the taxes, then you have nothing to rebate back. That makes sense? Yeah.
Cameron and I serve on the SWK board, and we just actually met today, so we had a chance, and I think Ed was there, the PD was there, and heard hears all, often the information that's been circulated, and good question, Alana, because some of these have different factors as far as what their investment is. So, you know, time is critical that we move toward finding a tenant owner for the new facility. I think it's going to be a great fit for our community. That's the main thing. We want it to be a great fit. And Carter's right. You know, we had some opportunities last summer that we thought we were in line for. We just kind of hit a snowball of a lot of stuff coming at us at one time with some things that were out of our control. And so we weren't able to capitalize on that. But as you look at the five-year, one of the most important things, I think, in all this presentation is the projected for the next 5 years and what that really means for our community. And, you know, obviously being a member with Christian County and Todd County, you know, Christian County, Hopkinsville gets the brunt of those kind of announcements. But we're certainly in the ball game with this facility. But we're all gained from that. We all, you know, have opportunities that avail themselves to us because of these announcements in the region. So we're proud of that. And we think we're going to be in a position to capitalize on some of these targets, such as the 2,500 new jobs. And that's an incredible figure when you really think about that size of workforce coming together in the next 5 years when you talk about the active participation of job seekers that are out there, Carter. And so we're kind of relatively low terms on our unemployment around the region. And so I think we should expect growth in the next several years based upon Nashville, Clarksville, and other communities, the way they have been growing and continue to grow and seem to be moving in this direction, particularly in light of the legislative response to state taxes. So I think we're poised for that, and I think we have great opportunity in the region. So,
Judge, I just want to ask a question. So although there are additional spec buildings that come on the market, many times we may not even be competing with those buildings. That's what I want to make sure to acknowledge as well, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is the only interstate building that will be on the market still. So you've got some real competitive differences mm-hmm. in those that I've named. And the one aspect that we also point to is you're also part of a much larger growing regional MSA with proximity to Fort Campbell. So when people ask about workforce, for instance, although we certainly are going to lean on Trigg County's ability to produce its own workforce at the spec building, we also recognize you have a unique advantage that you have so many out processing military members every single month, just 20 minutes down the road, many of whom would love to live in Trigg County neighboring areas if they found the right opportunity in the military. Yeah. So that's a little bit of an advantage, and I want to make sure to say that for your edification and so that Ed could report it that way as well.
Yeah. I'm sure he will. Anyone else have questions for Carter? And Carter Green, we're glad you came tonight. We're able to share with us, and we look forward to the day that we have the big announcement that we're able to say we have a new owner of the spec building, and be a great fit for our community. That will happen. You know, patience is a virtue, and so we will try to be patient as long as we can. But I know, just to know that Carter and Tony and Sharon are working hard every day to get to that end is an understatement. So appreciate you all coming tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.